With the World Cup underway, most of the world is in football fever. But for Bosnia-Herzegovina, it's not just another World Cup. It's the country's first ever since independence following a bloody civil war that left more than an estimated 100,000 people killed. For many Bosnians, just qualifying for Brazil was a victory in itself. But not everyone in the country of 4 million is cheering for Bosnia's national team.
The war left the country ethnically divided, especially in the city of Mostar, where Bosnian Muslims and Bosnian Croats still live apart from each other. Indeed, some Bosnian flags were burned in the wake of Croatia's win over Cameroon this week. So this World Cup means tension in Mostar, as Mitra Nazar found when she spent the day watching Bosnia's first match with two football fans on opposing sides of the ethnic and footballing divide.
It's Sunday evening on the eastern side of Mostar, where Bosnian Muslims, who call themselves Bosniaks, are the majority. There are happy faces everywhere in the cafes all around me as people settle under TV screens to watch the match. I am in Žika, a cafe with a view to the famous old bridge. The cafe is named after the owner, Žika, who has been looking forward to this day for a long time. He's proudly wearing a blue Bosnia and Herzegovina football t-shirt.
We are on the World Cup. It's a big thing. Probably tonight I will cry when the national anthem starts or if we score. Because small things makes people happy here, you know.
Žika was born in Mostar. He was 16 when the war started.
This used to be one of the most beautiful places in this part of the world, for sure. Place where East meet West. Place with the biggest percent of mixed marriages between Christians and Muslims. Became one of the most devastated places in the last conflict. I'm 1976. Half of my class from my secondary school is gone.
Mostar was the most heavily bombed of any Bosnian city during the war. After fighting against the Serbs together in 1992, the Bosnian Croats and the Bosnian Muslims began fighting each other in Mostar. The Croats proclaimed their own state, intending to annex it to Croatia. In the fighting, Mostar's most famous landmark, the old bridge over the river Neretva, was destroyed by Bosnian Croat forces. The conflict left over 2,000 killed and many more displaced. Today, the Bosnian Muslims and the Bosnian Croats both still live in Mostar, but not together. They each have their own side of the city, east and west, separated by the former front line. So football often means trouble here.
The former front line, every time when we play football, each other became confrontation line again. There's police on every crossroad, every 20 meters, two or three police officers, just to stop contact between hooligans. A couple of years ago, they even used pistols. No. One Bosnian guy, he was shot in the leg with pistol in the street fightings.
What is different here from the west side of Mostar?
You just simply need to take one walk. Only 300 meters away from here, West Mostar begins. If you walk that way, it's like it's not World Cup tonight.
Wearing a Bosnia and Herzegovina team jersey and going to the west side would mean trouble, Žika says.
We can go there all together, me and you, and they will attack us.
They will attack you because
you're wearing
a blue shirt with yellow letters Bosnia and Herzegovina. World Cup, it's an official World Cup shirt.
They will attack me, but I'm not
afraid.
What
will they do? What will happen?
If they start to run, many people will start trying to escape, but not me. Like you can see, I'm 100 kilos heavy. I will stay. Come on. I'm not afraid anymore, like just after the war when I was young. I know where I belong. I don't cause trouble. I'm not hooligan. This is my town.
Just a few hundred meters away, at the other side of the river, the same evening, it's silent. The game Bosnia and Herzegovina against Argentina is about to start, but all bars are closing. Nobody is on the streets. It's just as Žika said. You can't find any Bosnia and Herzegovina flags here. Only Croatian flags hang over the balconies.
Yes, I'm Igor. Drlja.
The next day, in a cafe on the west side, I meet Igor, a stand-up comedian who works in a club. For him, the first match of Bosnia and Herzegovina meant nothing, although he did watch it on TV at home.
I went to bet on the game. I put money on Argentina to win 2-0. That was realistic. Argentina are a better team. I was hoping Argentina would win. I was watching the game, no emotions. To me, it was like any other game in the World Cup.
Igor supports Croatia. When Croatia plays, he wears the Croatian team jersey. And the first Croatia match was a night to remember, even though they lost against Brazil.
U srijedu se desilo otvaranje svjetskog prvenstva na kojem je igrala Hrvatska.
Croatia opened the World Cup. The entire west side of the city, we are Croats, so we were rooting for Croatia. The whole town was euphoric. We couldn't wait to see the game. Every single bar was showing the game and playing music. Everyone was wearing the Croatian jersey. It was amazing.
Igor was only 4 years old when the war broke out. His father was fighting on the front line for the Croatian forces against the Bosnian Muslims. Just like Žika, Igor also lost family members in the war.
Of course, there are a lot of emotions because of the war in the 90s. We fought each other. That's hard to get rid of. Everything always comes back to that here. And you see it incorporated in football too.
It is still early in the World Cup, and it might never happen. But I wonder, what will happen in Mostar if Bosnia and Herzegovina end up playing Croatia? I ask Igor what he thinks.
It would be a severe situation. It would be very, very risky. There will probably be a conflict, depending on the score.
I'm back in the east, back in Žika's bar. And I ask him the same question.
In Sarajevo, in our capital, they will shake hands. They will put flags together. But here in Mostar, there will be the beginning of the new war. That's my private opinion.
Really?
Of course. It's better that something like that never happened. Because of Mostar. Because Mostar is a very, very specific place, very sophisticated.
So then, I mean, it would really escalate.
Well, it's not war with machine guns, but there will be a lot of job for the police. Maybe even for the United Nations peacekeepers. In this town, it's not sport, it's more than that. That's very sensitive. Croatia against Boston.
It's unthinkable now that Žika and Igor will ever watch a football match together in peace, let alone that they could ever get behind the same flag. So while everyone else is enjoying the football, the coming weeks could be tense in Mostar. Neither Žika nor Igor want things to escalate. But in this town, they've learned it's best to be prepared for anything. Given the World Cup groupings, Bosnia and Croatia would only play together if both sides reach the final, which, given their initial starts, seems a little unlikely. And that's perhaps lucky for everyone concerned.
Bio je sada nekorektan, zaista, Miralem Pjanić je ležao na drugoj strani igrališta, okrenuo se, pogledao, vidio Pjanića, ali nije želio...